Today's word is Antichrist. The term is St. John's, but the concept is common also to other biblical authors. See Ezekiel chapters 28 and 29, Daniel chapters 7 and 8, Matthew chapter 24, verse 5 and verse 24, Mark chapter 13, verse 6 and verse 22, Luke chapter 21, verse 8, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 12, 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 through 22, and chapter 4, verse 3, 2 John chapter 7, Apocalypse chapter 11, verse 7 and following, and chapters 13 and 14. The Antichrist is, in general, a force hostile to the person and work of Christ. The common interpretation of the Christian writers sees in the Antichrist a person distinct from Satan, but sustained by him, who will manifest himself in the last days, before the end of the world, to attempt a decisive attack on and triumph over Jesus and his church. St. Paul describes him as the man of sin, the son of perdition, who opposeth and is lifted up above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself as if he were God, whose coming is according to the working of Satan in all power and signs and lying wonders and in all seduction of iniquity to them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, and verses 9 and 10. What thwarts the unleashing of this formidable power is a mysterious obstacle which is at the same time considered in the abstract as a force or in the concrete as a person. The precise identification is difficult and varies among scholars. Among modern exegetes, the opinion according to which the Antichrist is not a person but a collectivity is gaining ground. The Antichrist signifies the agents of anti-Christianity in all times. St. John speaks of many Antichrists who recognize neither Jesus nor the Father. St. Paul says that the mystery of iniquity is already at work. Only now someone is holding him back until he is removed. See 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. If the obstacle is always in action and is already fighting the Antichrist, this means the Antichrist too must be in existence continually. But it may be noted that the obstacle impedes the manifestation of the Antichrist, not his personal work. The Antichrist will reveal himself in the last phase of the anti-Christian struggle, which rages in all times and is slowly preparing the apparition of the son of perdition at the end of time.